It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed for the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need, producers. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Micrometer, friend of the farmer since 1955, supplies a full line of flow meters with unparalleled accuracy, quality, and durability. Why, it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen and trusted by American farmers for almost 65 years. And for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, farmers, just mention the promo code FREESHIP, and they'll send your new flow meter on the house. That's right, completely free shipping. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources isn't an option. Contact Micrometer today to see how they can help deliver the accuracy and dependability you need. Learn more by visiting micrometer.com/ag. That's Micrometer, micrometer.com/ag. Micrometer flow meters, designed with irrigating farmers in mind, giving you the read you need. Micrometer.com/ag. Maybe you heard there's a new nasal spray for the treatment of severe depression. The Federal Food and Drug Administration yesterday announced that Spravato nasal spray, also known as esketamine, can now be used for the treatment of depression in adults who have tried other antidepressant medicines but have not benefited from them. That's for adults. But the findings from a survey done by the Iowa Department of Public Health show an alarming trend in suicidal tendencies among teenagers. The Iowa Youth Survey found that 1 in 10 teenagers currently have a suicide plan. 1 in 10. That's up 53% over the past 7 years. And the survey found that 1 in 20 participants reported making a suicide attempt in the past year. The survey was taken by 70,000 Iowa students in 6th, 8th, and 11th grades. An exhibit at the Science Center of Iowa is attempting to tackle mental health issues head-on. The Mental Health Mind Matters exhibit in Des Moines gives people a small taste of what it's like to live with mental illness. From this week in agribusiness, while the Wall Street and ag markets get whipsawed back and forth with reports of trade talk progress or lack of it, China and the United States do appear to be inching toward a trade deal, with leaders in both countries anxious to avoid further politically unpopular slowdowns in their economies. China has reportedly offered to boost its purchases of farm and energy products substantially, while making more modest concessions on technology transfer, intellectual property, market access, and subsidies. Analysts who are keeping an eye on this say that by focusing on farm and energy products, both countries can reach a politically and economically necessary accord while making limited progress on those very sticky issues. You know, it's been a little more than a month since news reports from Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania were filled with that Groundhog Day stuff. We saw the video clips. We were told about Punxsutawney Phil predicting the early spring. That's right, an early spring. Now, maybe this is a rush to judgment, but I'm not feeling much love for old Phil this morning as this winter drags on. Has anybody checked this guy's accuracy? I guess we don't demand that of the local weatherman either, do we? That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.